So anyways, back to this whole Four Locos being your wind down drink.
Yeah. So back in the day, Four Locos were my wind down drink. Because two of them would just black me out.
Your wind down drink was something that blacked you out. That's just what kills me.
Man, it would just pass me out. It'd knock me out like a dart gun off of like the darts off Ace Ventura, man. Kill me. But here's the thing: what you should not do is you should not use Four Locos for a wind down drink. Is what I learned.
How long does it take you to fall asleep after drinking a single Four Loko as a wind down drink?
So here's the thing: is I would drink the one would get me drunk. Like I would be drunk. Mm-hmm. The two, if I went two, I would pass out halfway through the second one. So there was one night.
How does it feel waking up and pouring out the second half of a Four Loko the next day?
It's as depressing as you can imagine.
You wouldn't finish the half?
No, I couldn't. I would pass out.
Well, no, I mean, but you have half of it saved over the next day. Why don't you just drink the other half?
Oh, I would never finish the half of anything.
I couldn't do it.
So my degenerate friends, this is not a Four Loko story, but if they would party and they had a bunch of wounded soldiers, they would mix them all together and beer bong them.
There's a name for that.
Being disgusting, being a shit bag. I could call them out too. I could call their names out right now.
No, I know you're going to.
Ben Gomez, Jared Stewart, Stephen Banks. You're all sick fucks.
That's so funny.
I was like, I know he's gonna full names too.
Oh, might as well.
Yeah. Derek. So one night you were in the middle of something. One night, what?
Oh, one night I tried. I went with. I muscled my way through two Four Locos and then started drinking the third Four Loco. And I actually finished the third Four Loco. And that's where I had a story a lot like your story, only I didn't travel.
Good.
I did wake up in the front yard.
So you traveled?
Well, I traveled by foot. I was going to walk home, and I woke up in the front yard of the house I was staying at. And that is the last time I drank a Four Loko, because I woke up in the front yard in my own vomit. Yep.
More than two is, I've never heard anyone have a good story.
It's dumb. Don't.
You never had more than two and met your soulmate.
I still drink it. Well, I still drink them to this day.
They're not the same formula they used
every time. So Bridget doesn't go out of town often, but when she does, I go to the store. I get a Mickey's 40.
Yeah.
I get a Four Loko sour apple. I get a bacon burger from A&W, and I get chili cheese fries. And that's what I do. Or I order a pizza.
That's like cheating on her to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can't. She probably already gets mad at you as is on content day. I can't imagine what she would come home to if you were a Four Loko, a 40, a cheeseburger, and cheese fries deep.
Yeah, oh, man. She doesn't like it's. She's so since we've moved here, we don't really have friends. But and if we do stuff, we're usually together. Mm-hmm. But she's only gone out of town twice, and both those times I did that.
And if you could have done absolutely anything during that time period,
but that's all
would I you want. Have done anything different?
No, there's nothing else. Like, I didn't even call my. I have some friends. I didn't even go try to hang out.
Like, because that's the number one thing people do when their significant other, girlfriend, or spouse, or anything leave town is they like, I gotta go see Sully. And,
yeah.
And instead, you're like. Yeah. I got to go get cheese fries and Four Loko.
Chili cheese fries from A&W. You know they're good.
They're so good, man.
It's so worth it.
The problem with A&W is absolutely everything there is equally delicious. Like the double bacon cheeseburger, the chicken strips, the corn dog. Oh, my God. It all makes you feel like you're cheating on somebody. and you can't order all of it at once, and I always try.
Before we start, they actually stop you, right? They're like, wait.
Before we start this, in my first marriage, I remember I was told explicitly, this is a true story, I was told explicitly that I was not allowed to eat McDonald's food.
Why?
I was told. Because she hated McDonald's, so I was not allowed to eat McDonald's food.
Hmm.
I remember getting off of work, and I worked out in North Lewiston, and I would drive past McDonald's. I'd drive past McDonald's. By the way, this is probably why I will always just be a fat bastard until I die. I would drive by McDonald's. I would stop through the drive-thru and pay in cash.
No trace.
Untraceable.
Buy like two McChickens or like the two cheeseburgers and have like a road burger on the way home to the Orchards and eat before I got home and ate dinner. Go buy cash. I do jokes about it later when in stand up where I'm like, you know, in the movies they always show like the lipstick kiss on the collar.
You would just have a chicken mayo, like ketchup
on the collar. You've been cheating on me. You went to McDonald's, didn't you?
No, I would just
keep that lie up forever. Like eat two McDoubles and go home and have my girlfriend make me a salad.
Yeah, you'd eat your McDouble and have some fucking lasagna.
Oh yeah, the salad's delicious, babe.
Yeah,
I'll have some more. Yeah.
How I would tell the joke is she would go, "What's that on your collar? You ate McDonald's, didn't you?" I'm like, No, I'm cheating on you.
Yeah.
You just Yeah, no. That's semen.
You know what's funny is I ripped that joke off.
Oldie buddy goody. Hey everybody. Welcome to the program. I cut off Zach and I feel bad because I want him to finish that thought.
I ripped that joke off.
For supplying some music for us there, Asher. This is Jody and the Fosters. We got dinged on our last video, so until we figure that out, I don't want to get dinged again.
I agree.
But this is a good song. Anyway, welcome to the show. Gentlemen, how are we doing across the world? I'm just stopping. I'm not even fading it.
No, we're ready to go. We've been primed for about 45 minutes now.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
I'm already one beer in.
We had some funny stories prior to the show starting. My grandma just commented a bunch of emojis of drinks, so that's fun. Aww. Love you, Grandma.
That's like all the different drinks.
Yeah.
I've had two coffees. Emoji game on, man.
What's that?
I've had two coffees, so I'm pretty amped.
Amped. Man. I had an energy drink.
I had a bunch of Fireball last night. That was a weird thing.
So we've already talked about a couple of different drinks, and I can I'll be like the sober mediator today. Sean still loves Four Locos, and you still love Fireball.
I do. I still love Fireball.
And I think you're more sick than me for that.
No. I do too. I actually do too.
Fireball is so syrupy and gross. Yeah. I
love it. Love it. It's like drinking syrup.
Have you ever had you don't have any bad memories then with it then? Because if you had had one, you would never go back.
I mean, I don't. I've never been sick on it or anything. There is always like that night, like when I go out, if I'm just having a beer night, I'm like, this is a beer night. And then I'll always be like, do I want to show a Fireball? And then I have to be like, do I want a Fireball kind of night? If I have a Fireball, that means I'll have whatever else. And then it's like, oh, am I going to have a bad day tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's the decision I got to make.
Every Fireball I've ever had in the last decade was with you.
Yeah.
We watched the Super Bowl together a couple years ago. The Eagles one, right?
That was a Fireball kind of night.
Eagles Pats. We watched that together. And
hey,
I had my human resources final.
Jonathan, I love that.
I like the picture. I love the picture. That's all I love.
Yeah, Jonica's killing it.
Fireball. So when we got wasted during the 4th of July last year when I was in town, we didn't have any Fireball, did we?
Me and Derek did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, me and Derek did for sure.
What did I have? I had whiskey.
I don't know. Derek usually will like just like randomly in the middle of a conversation go, "Do you want a, shot of Fireball?" And because me and Bree are gonna order a shot of Fireball, and I'm always like, "Fuck yeah, yeah." I do.
We took shots when we were had wings, right?
Yeah, but
we did a lot of things, and I think it was Fireball.
Oh, we did have Fireball, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think
friends who winged together, Fireball together.
I think I had Fireball. Bridget would remember more than us, probably.
You know what? The Fireball, yes.
Jake Matthews, I love it. Loco for the win.
Yes, dude.
I was just mentioning you like Loco still.
Yeah, Loco I don't know if he was that. We weren't even live during that story. Yeah, which is funny that he chimes in and goes Loco for the win. He's still
for the win.
Because you were like, oh yeah, he still drinks these. It took two seconds.
I remember on the Law and Order, they had an episode where somebody was getting really drunk on a drink called Five Crazies. I think I've brought this up on our show before.
No, you haven't.
They drink this drink called Five Crazies, which is obviously like they can't use Four Loko or whatever for the show. So they have this drink called Five Crazies. So there was a while there where I'm like, man, I need to get me a Five Crazy.
Stupid. So true. Everyone's got their guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. Sean has like 15 of them. But yeah. We could
there's
nothing guilty about it
if you want.
Actually, that's true. I don't like the phrase guilty pleasure because it's not like a single one of us ever feel guilty about the things that we like. It's just partially ashamed, sure. But
I feel guilty when people find out about them.
Exactly. But for the people that are in your circle, every single one of them knows about this thing.
Oh, yeah. They all know. They all know. They've seen it. They've eaten wings with me and drank Fireball.
I think I'm so pretentious that I don't have a guilty pleasure drink.
Man, you guys, I have something I want to share.
Yes, please.
This is a sports show, and we're going to talk about sports today. There are not a ton going on, obviously.
Well, I tried to segue into the Super Bowl, and then we lost.
You did try.
Let me show you.
I really tried to push us there.
Let me show you.
Do we want to go with football first?
Application window. I thought this was really funny. Universal champion Goldberg versus Braun Strowman.
You gotta get rid of that.
Hold on, I gotta get rid of the thing.
Next time, get rid of that. Get rid of it first, probably.
You don't tell me.
No, I mean, ooh. Do whatever you want. that's your life.
I will do that. I will make sure I do it better this time. This next time. But I love this. This is really funny to me.
I think I should be Goldberg for Halloween next year.
Is this a fight that's happening?
Okay, so this is why this is funny to me. I actually put this in today's topics for the show or in the comments as a little joke, but Roman Reigns is not going to fight Goldberg at WrestleMania tonight or tomorrow because he's a bitch. Yeah, something about leukemia. Anyway, he doesn't want to get sick. I still don't know if he had leukemia, but he doesn't want to get
probably didn't happen, but
so mean of me about it.
I don't know him.
The reason why I thought this was funny, Sean, specifically, is because I just love how the poster looks like, how it's like champion Goldberg versus Braun Strowman, and it's always been this way, and it's never changed. It never was Roman Reigns. It was always Braun Strowman was gonna fight him for the title, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of our show because you've always been here. You've always been the third host.
Well, it's in the picture.
Yeah, for those who don't know, well, we've been doing this show for three and a half years.
Yeah,
and Sean's been here the entire time.
He's been here the entire time. He's never not been here. And for today's WrestleMania and tomorrow's WrestleMania, or whatever day this card is on, I have to look at that up. But this match has always been a thing. They always planned on Goldberg to be fighting Braun Strowman. It's never been anybody else. Mm-hmm. Not now, not ever.
Nope.
Not forever.
What's with the pirate theme?
It was supposed to be from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium.
Oh, so is the whole thing still? Are they still going with a pirate theme? Do you know?
They are still going with a pirate theme. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Are you? You're watching it tonight, right?
I am gonna watch it. I'll have some picks today.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think we end it with his picks because we used to end it with my picks, and I just don't think that that's gonna happen for a while.
We can give some picks.
I don't think it's gonna be a while before I get to give picks again.
Fuck, man, I'll go fight someone in my backyard and you can pick that victory.
Let's go fight the homeless people.
I live in Oregon, man. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, they are everywhere, man. It's wild.
I'll bring bum fights back.
Oh, God. Do you remember that guy? He was on Dr. Phil for a little bit. Well, Dr. Phil got kicked off the show very, very quickly.
A bum?
So here's the
thing. There's an actual UFC guy who is a former like backyard Kimbo Slice guy.
Oh, I did not know that.
Jorge Masvidal, he's massive. George Masvidal.
Kimbo Slice fought though for a little bit, right, in the UFC.
And Jorge Masvidal, who's a 170-pound UFC dude, used to fight people Kimbo Slice's size in Kimbo's backyard.
Yeah, he died, right?
Huh?
Kimbo Slice died, right?
Yeah, he's super dead. His son does Bellator, which is like the second biggest league, which is interesting. But yeah, RIP Kimbo.
I do have the full card here. I think much like regular WrestleMania, though, they're not going to tell us which night on which thing is, though.
Oh, I saw it split up into two.
What's that?
I saw it split up into two. Oh, sorry.
It is. Yeah, it is split into two.
No, I saw them split it up into two graphics this morning.
Oh, they did. Okay.
And there was names on each. Maybe it was just the show that I was watching had that, because it was an ESPN Plus show, but they actually had it split into two screens.
Well, that's good.
So,
it's super interesting that the route they decided to take on this, because they initially were going, you know, they were supposed to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium. I don't know the name of it or care, but it was supposed to be Trash Stadium, I believe is what it is. Crappy Florida Stadium, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's the Hepatitis C Arena.
Hep C Arena.
Hep C Center.
Pepsi Center.
Go there and get some free crab.
Free crab at the Pepsi Center.
Jameis got it for everyone.
Yeah.
On the house. Anyway,
let's keep derailing.
It was interesting. Okay, so WrestleMania, if you watch the live show, I mean, that's a long show. I mean, last year I've watched the last like 3 years. It's 6 hours long. And if you watch like the pre-show, like, if it's an all day thing, it's already a really long show when there is a lot of fans there and there is a lot of stuff going on. So I thought if they're not going to delay it, they'll at least shorten the time to maybe like 3 hours, like make it a Raw length and then, you know, just deal with what they can. Instead, they go, no, it's too big for two nights. So we're going to go, or too big for one night. We're going two nights. And I think that's insane.
It is insane. Considering beforehand, you already forgot what day it was while you were watching it.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. So it starts today at three. Well, the pre-show starts at three. It's in 2 hours. And I'm going to watch the pre-show too. I don't know how we're going to watch this. I don't know if we're just going to have this up on a TV and then unmute it for stuff that we want to see. Or because we're playing Animal Crossing, so yeah. Okay,
can I ask you a question? Because a lot of people are playing this game.
Yeah.
How come people play a game where you do nothing?
You do a lot, man. Come on.
What do you play it too?
I would. But I would not justify buying a Switch for only one game.
Well, you can't because it's sold out. Because people ruin the Switch for people like me by everyone buying it for Animal Crossing. And it's a dumb fucking game. And I don't understand why people play it, because you don't do anything.
I played it on GameCube.
I played it on any of the old Nintendo systems. And even then, I thought it was
just boring. Not for you, huh?
Here's the thing about the game. I think people find it really relaxing.
Like Minecraft.
Yeah. Except for on this game, you don't die.
Minecraft is very intense, dude.
You can't die?
Yeah, you can't die. There's nothing that kills you.
Then how come
you can get, get stung by a bee?
Well, I remember that, but how come?
How come you cannot die?
How come you play a game where you can't die?
I think.
Yeah. Why would a human play a game where they're not? There's no real risk. We're
playing the game. Well, it's for one thing. It's like a fun collector game. Like people like collecting things, and that's kind of the whole point of the game.
I can't
run around and collecting.
What have you collected?
Personally, me, I'm
you're proud of personally.
I just do funny stuff on the game, so I'm having a blast. I made a penis flag.
Yeah, I want to know what you're doing with your time on here. Maybe
proudly on the island.
Yeah.
I made my island called Isla Sorna. I thought that was fun. That's from Jurassic Park 2.
I saw someone collect some tigers and like do the whole Tiger King thing on there. That was fine.
You know, I honestly don't know why. I think people like the music on it is relaxing. I think it's just I think people play because it is like a relaxing game. I can't spend as much time on there as like Bree. Like Bree can put in way more hours than me on there. But it's something to do and we're doing it together, so it's fun.
I mean, I guess I understand. I've been building puzzles because I'm very bored and it's relaxing. I put on music that's a little calmer than the music that I normally listen to. Sure. And I get it.
It's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, it's like realistically a big old puzzle. I don't know. It's a fun game. I mean, it's not fun. Fun is fun the word I would use? Like, it's, I don't know.
Fun is the word I can use.
It's calming.
You can fish in the game. That is fun.
I like games where you can fish.
I fish in every game. Even if
you can't fish in the game, you fish.
I fish in Call of Duty.
Yes.
Sean, what have you been doing to relax?
I have to
drink
work,
Four Loko. Man. Oh yeah, try. You don't. Is everything just business as usual for you? Like the days feel the same.
Yeah, and now I'm working 9-hour shifts instead of 8. They have us working overtime.
You're working more now.
Yeah. During a pandemic.
Well, that way you can't go home and get your family sick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's important.
Uh-huh. Is your wife just wearing like a plague mask around you then, or?
No,
she's like immunocompromised though, isn't she?
Yeah, she's brave though.
Good for her.
Does she just make you stay in this area?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
She just has a water bottle, treats me like a cat. Sprays me when I get
to more like this Bane mask. Hello, I'm home from work.
That was good.
Thank you. So WrestleMania is going to be really weird. Speaking of WrestleMania, though, real quick, on Thursday night we had our first episode of Smart Mark Wrestling Radio. I hope you were able to tune in. It was a lot of fun. We were going to be every other Thursday. We've decided now that after the first episode, how fun it was and just how smoothly it went, we're going to go every Thursday.
That's so you're doing like a show every day almost.
I'll do Time Spent Poorly every other Tuesday, and then I'll do Smart Mark Wrestling on Thursdays, and then this show.
So, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I forget that your other show moved to not every day.
Yeah, that was like because we don't really have to with that. It's not near as timely. Mm-hmm. So we can do two episodes in like one night, and then Ward's been cutting them up, dicing them up. Are you gentlemen going to watch WrestleMania?
I'm watching it both nights, and I've even talked my isolation partners into it.
Well, that's awesome.
I don't have a way to watch it, so
if you make a membership on the network right on WWE Network right now, you can watch it for free, and you're getting
and there's the WWE app, which means you can stream it on any of your devices, gaming systems, whatever.
Yeah, so you can watch it for free.
I mean, I might as well give me something to talk about next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show. I mean, I want to see. I don't know how they're going to do it because they haven't been handling. We talked about this on Thursday, but they haven't been handling any of this right. Like they haven't been handling COVID right. So for instance, AEW, what they're doing with COVID-19 is they make the ramp, like I talked about last week on the show too, but they made the ramp like 10 feet away from. Like the entrance to the ring is like is 10 feet away from the ring itself. So you're not walking down a mile to get down to the ring, and they're not. And instead of having no one on the outside, they're like blocking off where the chairs would be. So you don't see an empty stadium, and instead all around the sides, they just have the other talent. So for AEW on Wednesdays, they have like 15 to 20 guys out there yelling and stuff. And like actually,
wrestlers?
Yeah, other wrestlers, just younger, different, and just other talent. They have other storylines going on. And honestly, if they wanted to, even after all this COVID-19 is over, they could do they do this thing called AEW Dark, which is, I think it's just the web. Like, they just have, after the show gets over, you can watch it online. And it's just AEW Dark. They could honestly do it without the audience and still do what they're doing right now. It's like they've made a show out of this.
Now, is it like Big Brother After Dark?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's awesome. I actually have always thought they should do that exact thing.
Yeah, that's cool. So, and then on, but then you have to go over to WWE, and it's not to like harp on them. It's just they have, because they're so old school, they're like behind on like what they should have done. They, instead of like trying to figure out what they're going to do for matches and stuff on Monday nights, instead they're like showing old WrestleMania matches and old matches. Right. I like the idea, but you have the Showcase of the Immortals coming up. Like, shouldn't you try to figure out what you're going to do for these matches? Like, what are you going to do when the actual day comes and you have to do these matches and like, you haven't practiced at all because there's no, because you haven't practiced with the format at all. Like, you haven't toyed around with it. It just seems insane. Like, they should have just delayed the dumb thing. As soon as Roman Reigns was like, I can't wrestle, I don't want to get sick, they should have been like, all right, push the fucking thing out. Let's do a show in August.
It really doesn't make any sense considering putting adult people together to grapple each other. Seems like the opposite of what you'd want to do. I mean, basketball players were giving it to each other just by bumping into each other. You know what I mean? Right. Backing a player down on the post, things like that. Mm-hmm. These guys are literally exchanging bodily fluids.
Yeah.
It only takes one of them to have it.
Well, you know those NBA players are swapping spit after the games, right?
Oh, they're tonguing out. They're tonguing out.
What's Devon? Who's that Utah player?
Donovan Mitchell. Donovan
Mitchell and that other tall dude, they were just...
Rudy Gobert. Oops. Oh, dude, Rudy Gobert, he's not actually French, it's just...
He just likes...
Rudy Gobert.
It's just what he does to other players is why he got that reputation.
Well, I usually just kiss everybody to say hello. You guys know that.
Yeah, I open mouth kiss every one of my friends.
All my friends.
That goes like on the cheeks, he goes, mwah, mwah, and then he goes,
all the men.
Yeah, I go, mwah, mwah, and then I hold you close, and then I go, and then I just really drill in there.
But when I do it, here's the thing: is when I'm at
in their ear, you go, I just want to stay here forever.
So
you know how it's weird when you keep your eyes open when you kiss.
Oh yeah, but that's why I do it every time.
Yeah, exactly. To all my friends,
I've done it to every partner I've ever had, and. Like aggressively.
That's it.
If they can last more than a year, I know I've. Maybe I'll start closing my eyes because then I'll trust them.
I also check them for knives.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not closing my eyes. I don't trust you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
With everything that I've said about WrestleMania, though, I will say that even though I'm like super critical of what they've been doing with COVID-19 and how they've been handling it, there is still that part of me that is still really excited to watch it.
Well, it's
still WrestleMania. Like, it's still WrestleMania. I'm a wrestling fan. I'm going to watch it. I think there's like kind of two parts now. Like, I'm going to watch it first because it's WrestleMania. Now I'm watching it second because I kind of wanted to see what they're going to do, like how they're going to do this. I think the card is interesting. The Undertaker shouldn't be wrestling, though. Why? Someone's going to get hurt.
Especially after they put him down. They already put the guy down.
Right.
Because he's old. You don't dig a dead dog up and then
no.
So they buried
expect him to play a game of fetch.
Again?
No, he just finally lost. Like, Brock Lesnar snapped his like 21-0 streak. And one, I think we all know this, but it should have never happened. It doesn't make any sense. Like, just let him go out. And if he's gonna go out taking a loss like that, make it to someone else besides for Brock Lesnar. Because losses like that are supposed to be like a passing of the torch. You should give that to someone who's going to go on a streak of their own.
It should have been that year where he fought. I often wonder if he would have lost to CM Punk that year. after the summer of Punk when Punk lost that title and then kind of went nowhere. And like that, I think that's why he left eventually, because of injuries also. I wonder if he would have lost, if The Undertaker would have lost to CM Punk to pass it there. I almost wonder if like Punk would have been around a little while longer.
You're probably right.
Does he not wrestle anymore?
No. He's on WWE backstage sometimes.
He's fun. He was fun. And I don't even watch wrestling.
Yeah. I'm still going to watch him. I'm excited. It's just The Undertaker. It's weird to have him on there. I think just some of the matches in general are weird. It's weird that it's 2 days now. Rather than going 6 hours, now it's going to be eight, right? I mean, basically, it's eight
two,
hours.
4 hour days. Yeah.
2 4 hour days. Good Lord. It's a long time. Is that counting the pre-show?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is.
Okay.
That's a little better.
That's good.
Yeah, because the pre-show when it's a full day is actually kind of nice to me. But then that's a whole nother. Then you're starting to watch, I believe, at my time at like 2.
Yeah.
By the time it's over, you're like, fuck, I got to go to work in like 2 hours. That's how I feel when it's over. I know, yeah. You know, like, I get a full night of sleep afterwards. But
yeah. No, usually on Sundays when I watch a pay-per-view, like it gets over around 8 or 9. I'm like, oh, man, I got to get ready for work tomorrow.
I can't start Westworld that late, which maybe it'll be over a little earlier tomorrow now. I'm hoping. Because Papa's got to watch
Westworld. I have not watched the new season of Westworld yet.
It is incredible so far.
Well, Future World.
I need to rewatch all the last two seasons, because I'm like, I can't remember where the fuck everyone left off at.
But it is Future World, right? Like because the original movie that's what Michael Crichton directed was Westworld, and then the sequel was Future World.
Right.
That's what they're doing now, right? Except for it's basically their time. It's their current time.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're doing Future World because
it's their time, we think.
You still never know.
Right. Yeah, man.
God. But it is like Future World, though, right? Where it's like,
what they're
emulating is Future World, which is, that's cool. That's a terrible movie, but the concept is fun. But the original Westworld is also a terrible movie, too.
But this is so much better than in my opinion, it's probably the best. You know,
I can't wait. Television. I have not watched it yet, but I am going to watch
Season one was so good.
Yeah,
I agree. And I think it's like everyone speaks in the moment, so it's hard to say that the new season's the best one so far. I mean, I have to see how it ends.
Yeah,
but it's the best one so far.
Really? I don't know. I just think I don't know, man. We'll see.
I'm biased. I mean, obviously they added a couple of characters that I really like. So
is Hemsworth is the Hemsworth still in it now, or is he back at Westworld then? Hemsworth in the show? Yeah, is it one of the Hemsworths in the show?
I don't know.
Like the third brother?
Yeah, like the other one that no one cares about.
The other one?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't think
he's in it. He's probably just back at the Westworld.
Well, I don't think there is a back at the Westworld anymore.
Right. Oh yeah.
It's like shut down.
And then I haven't seen anything for it yet, but is Evan Rachel Wood going to be in the show anymore then too? Because she's changed now. Like, right. She's Valkyrie from the Avengers.
She's in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically her all the time.
I mean, I just mean, I like Evan Rachel Wood because she has the cold dead eyes of a shark.
Which oddly arouses me.
I like Evan Rachel Wood, man.
Yeah, to watch her tower over Aaron Paul in the new season is just so awesome.
Aaron Paul in the new season?
He's like the main dude now. Because he's the human. He's the first human that she's ever met.
I love that.
She's like the first human that she's ever met that is like genuine and good. So
I keep Aaron employed, man. I love him.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah.
Too bad I couldn't finish Breaking Bad because it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But I like him because I like BoJack Horseman. Also, he's an Idahoan.
Yeah, he was here for the when they released the El Camino movie. Was downtown Boise dropping out free tickets. And I can't believe you guys said that. That's actually my favorite show ever made. So
I can't even get past the first season, man.
The first season's the slowest, most boring part of the whole show. It's like pure storyline after that. It's so good.
I'm not a big drug show guy.
I mean, I am and I'm not. If it's like mobster gangster, like old timey, like Peaky Blinders or if it's like Irish mob.
I like that. Yeah.
Breaking Bad's my true number one show. Like I don't even know what.
If you told me there's that show, which I watched the first episode of, and it is great. But if you told me to pick between two shows that I have not given a chance to, and that would be Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy, I would choose Breaking Bad hands down every single time. Sons of Anarchy, I have no interest in that show.
Yeah,
I do not care. I don't care about that culture. I don't care about people who ride bikes. I do not care about that.
Yeah, motorcycle, not, stupid.
I'd rather just go watch Wild Hogs.
Oh God, no, you don't. You don't want to watch that.
I can't do it.
I would rather go look at actual wild hogs.
Yeah,
than like watch pigs, the movie Wild Hogs. Like pigs.
That would be cool. I mean,
are they wild? Yes, then yes. Tamed ones, not so much. But yeah, wild ones.
I wish I could do a good Tim Allen thing. The ooh, but like,
I think he's talking about the
I can't do that.
I felt like Derek could do it. That's kind of why
I just go the I used to do that on the show too.
My impersonation of him is something racist, you know, like that's
my impression of him is that I have a pretty good impression of Tim Allen. I think my impression of him is kind of seems like an asshole. That's the impression that I get.
Yeah, that's the impression that I get. That's a throwback Derek joke.
It is.
That's the impression that I get.
I'm glad I know this joke now.
Well, you don't know the original context.
In the context, and when I do it in stand up, I say, "Do you guys like impressions?" I'm going to give you an impression of our president Donald J. Trump or whoever it is at the time. It does not matter because when I started the joke, Obama was still. And I just go, all right. I just don't know. I just, I'm uncertain about this presidency, and I think a lot of people are also uncertain about it. I mean, at least that's the impression that I get.
And that's it. That's the
joke. Yeah, that's the punchline.
Yeah,
I'm giving my impression of him.
Oh, nice. Okay,
it's a dad joke. Is really what it is.
Yes.
All right, yeah, WrestleMania. I mean, is WrestleMania? I mean, realistically, is the only. I'm actually surprised of wrestling. I am not surprised because Vince McMahon is a nutcase and wants to make money no matter what. So he's not going to put the show on hold. Mm-hmm. I am shocked though that wrestling is the one that's like gotten under the radar of being like, let's keep this going though, because of exactly what Zach said, like. People are spreading COVID by just touching each other in basketball. Mm-hmm. How is it these guys like grappling and, you know, wrestling and they're sweating on each other and
basically scissoring each other at times?
Well, yeah, and really intimate sport. Scissoring's good. Scissoring's all right.
Scissoring, they actually say
that, I think we can scissor our way out of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence says that scissoring is the key.
Yeah, he said God told him that it's okay.
Said God told him. Mm-hmm. That the reason why it will go away is because the scissoring.
Do you think that's what that meeting is about? So I don't know if you guys saw that on SportsCenter today, that President Trump plans on sitting down with the 12 major like people, like leaders of each sport, right? Sure. And it's like, what is he going to talk to them about?
And why the fuck does he need to talk to them?
Is it game plan, baby?
Well, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't even have a good game plan for America. So I don't
think. Do you think? So, I mean, there's zero chance that March Madness, like the tournament, like that's.
College sports is just canceled. Yeah.
Yeah. College sports is canceled. Do you think they try finishing up the NBA season or do you think it's done?
They have the owners, I think, have a strong passion to getting it done from what I've heard. But I don't think they should.
Do you think they should scrap the whole season?
I'd say to scrap it. What I'm worried about for me.
Well, you're a Spurs fan. Of course you want it scrapped.
Yeah. Then we keep the 22 year streak alive.
Okay.
22 years in the playoffs, baby. If the season never happened.
Plan for, but here's the thing is I'm actually on the same side as you here. Also Blue doesn't, by my bias here might be Blazers that we wouldn't be in the playoffs, but.
So you're both being selfish.
But at the same time, though, I say right now,
yeah,
plan for the next season.
Well, no, yeah, here's my problem.
Yeah, here, Anthony Davis is going to stay for another season.
Nah, he's going to Chicago. But So here is the thing. And then they'll and then the Lakers will just be average again. But here's the thing. Yes. I don't want to lose any of next year because of this. I don't want to sacrifice parts of two seasons just because we won't give up on this one.
Well, I do.
But if there was ever a year to do it, it's this year because it would have been the Olympics this summer, which have already been canceled. So basketball players,
the Olympics.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The best basketball players in the world were already going to play over the summer.
True.
So if that's the case, and those we really think those are the same people that were going to be in the playoffs anyways, then why not do it?
True.
But what I think is ultimately going to happen is basketball has been wanting to pivot to later in the summer anyways. Like, they've been wanting to bump the season back. And this is the perfect way to make that transition. So they've been wanting the NBA finals to be closer to the beginning of football season. So end of summer instead of beginning of summer.
Really?
And maybe this just long-term changes when the season starts and ends forever. So that's the only way I'm okay with it, is if they change when next year starts and the year after and the year after.
Well, in that case, then, shouldn't they give the championship whoever had the best record?
If they just call it right now?
Yeah, who has the best record? Is it Milwaukee still?
Milwaukee and then the Lakers too, I think.
Was that your idea, though, Zach, to do their own kind of form of March Madness?
Yeah, I say bring everyone back. 30 teams, the worst record, last place, the best record, first place, and have them all play each other all the way to the end.
Seed them out. Seed them out and do a 32-team March Madness style tournament. One game.
That'd be
perfect. And maybe for the finals. Yeah. Like,
do three or something.
Do three, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I actually love the idea. You're giving people both, you know, giving people both things that we missed out on.
I think it'd be a really awesome way to save the season.
God, it'd be really fun, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be fun to see like the Bulls upset somebody?
Well, the scary part about all of that is if you think about who has the worst record, it would be like the Golden State Warriors playing the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round with Steph Curry back. And then it's like, anything is possible.
Yeah. I actually love the idea. I've been gleaned onto it since you brought it to my attention. I think it's a fun idea.
I've been dreaming about it every night.
Every night. You guys, by the way, I just switched to volume on my TV. You can't hear any feedback or anything, can you?
Nope. Perfect. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Listen.
Trying to do this more often. Anyway, yeah. I love that idea. Okay, so basketball is a maybe. What about baseball? Baseball comes back in,
right? Yeah.
Do you think baseball comes back, Zach? Maybe they hold out till just what All-Star weekend would have been?
Do like a half season?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If there was one sport where I'm like, there's no sense of urgency here, it's baseball. It doesn't feel like any of the owners, the players, anyone cares. Just doesn't. I haven't gotten that feeling.
I mean, I know people love baseball. And I like the Dodgers, but for the most part, fuck baseball.
Like, they don't care because we don't care, right?
Well, no one cares.
There's no urgency from the fans to bring it back.
And obviously, you can do whatever you want as a baseball club and cheat and screw Clayton Kershaw out of getting
well-deserved titles.
Yeah, so.
Well, maybe.
I think baseball should just never be played again.
Oh, dude, it's the oldest sport in the country, man. You can't get rid of it. They were playing baseball during the Civil War.
And take that World Series from the Astros, give it to the Dodgers.
Well, Derek, I would argue they were doing a lot of other shitty things during the Civil War.
That's true.
Touche.
Speaking of the Civil War,
I don't think you can give it to the Dodgers, though. What about the teams that they steamrolled to get into the World
on their Series? Side? Yeah, on their side of the division. Yeah,
the Yankees probably should have been there.
Maybe. But they weren't there.
Even the Red Sox
should have been there. The Dodgers didn't cheat and they made it to the World Series.
They didn't cheat that we know of.
That's fine.
We can say that about every
MLB. You can say that about every MLB. Yeah.
Seriously, though.
What's sad about it.
Well, that's the thing is if you watch, because I paid attention to that season very closely, and I actually don't watch games ever. I usually just check scores, but I was actually watching games that year, and I watched a lot of the World Series games. and the Dodgers were just fucking destroying, man. They were, Cody Bellinger is a fucking freak. Justin Turner was having a crazy year, like insane. But dude, get over the fireball. Fuck over it. Anyway,
I just love that I can highlight their comments, man. I love this.
Derek's like season three of Westworld right now. He's like,
yeah, he is
starting a revolution,
dude. Oh, for Fireball.
For Fireball.
There's no revolution there. Everyone loves it except for Zach and I.
I fucking hate it.
It's so syrupy.
You drink it every time I get it for you, though. You're such a trooper.
Yeah, I know, but it's because I can chase it with water, and that actually is pretty good.
I like to get it. We drink it in shots when we go out, but actually how I drink it at home is I put it in a glass with ice and I let the glass melt. I let the ice melt a little bit.
You're disgusting.
That's such a dad thing. I feel like if one day someone's going to be like, yeah, my dad puts Fireball in a glass and uses the ice to melt it. Like, your kid's going to tell his or her friends that one day.
You're supposed to be drinking whiskey with some ice cubes. You're not supposed to not Fireball whiskey.
I do drink whiskey. It's Fireball.
I know it.
Is it?
You drinking?
No, I don't know what it is.
On the rocks. Fireball is a whiskey.
It is. Yeah.
In theory,
I think it should just be called liqueur. To be honest,
what's that? Well,
is it Southern liqueur? Yeah. Isn't Southern Comfort also whiskey?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can also go fuck itself.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So funniest thing.
What about Maker's Mark?
I got Maker's Mark's delicious.
Yeah, it's
fine. Funniest
story about Southern Comfort. I'm at a rager at my house that I'm living at with my buddies, and it's like shoulder to shoulder, and some bitches drank this girl's all of her Southern Comfort, and like just kind of like they were like sipping on it, and they finished it and like put it back, and she just fucking was so pissed. She comes out screaming and just throws it at one of the bitches' fucking head.
Hmm.
And just nails her right in the side of the head with the thing of Southern Comfort.
Oh, and Jesus. Yeah. So she's dead.
I can't ever drink Southern Comfort because somebody ruined it for me. I worked at a hotel and I worked at this 7 o'clock shift. And this woman who worked overnight, she was getting off at 7. I'm getting on at 7. And she goes, "Now I'm time to get home. Have me some SoCo and pass out." And I was like, well, that's a trash drink and I'll never have it.
Yeah. Does she live in a trailer?
I don't know if she's even alive now.
She probably died in her trailer.
She actually said something, I can't ever repeat it on the show, but she said something very, very offensive about March Madness. And I was like, oof.
Was it racist?
Very racist.
Well, yeah, the implication there.
Will you tell me after?
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
I will tell you after because my response to it was really funny, but I can't even say it out loud to set it up.
No,
because it just wasn't. It honestly was one of those things where I was like, "Ooh, get out of here!"
Can you go,
girl? You nasty. Not in a
good way.
Not a hot way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, when I say that, I like nasty. I like it.
You. Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually like, "You nasty girl."
Right,
you nasty girl.
Unless you were like, you're nasty, you old bitch.
Are you guys ready?
Can we talk about some cards?
Well, what were you just going to say, Sean? Ready for what?
Well, I wanted to talk. There's a couple moves in football I wanted to mention.
Yeah, we should end with the card.
Yeah, we're ending with the card.
We're ending with the card.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to end with picks.
So, I mean, we touched base on like sports that we think will come back. Nothing to talk about baseball. Nothing to talk about basketball. But
we'll talk NFL.
There's some moves in the NFL that just piqued my interest because they're former Niners players. Blaine Gabbert to the Buccaneers is backup.
Interesting.
I actually have a Blaine Gabbert football card, Niners football card back here.
Nice.
I have a Blaine Gabbert Niners jersey.
Because you thought he was going to be the new dude.
I didn't think I knew he wasn't going to be, but dude.
It was fun.
I don't know if you guys remember. I would hashtag in Gabbert we trust that whole season.
So did I. I was on board with you.
Yeah, you were.
I wanted to see him do good, and he, you know, they were losing anyways. But here's an really interesting thing that someone. Are you guys ready to hear this name?
Okay,
Alden Smith.
Oh.
Sign into the Cowboys.
That's kind of a good fit for him.
But when has he played last? He's getting traded from the Raiders, but I don't remember hearing his name in like 3 years.
I don't either.
Because he had all those DUI issues. He went from the Niners to the Raiders, and I haven't heard his name at all. And now he's been signed to the Cowboys.
I mean, the Cowboys are, after signing every big name that they had except for Dak Prescott to a contract, I don't know how much money they have. They're probably going to have to scrap around for some players that we haven't heard of in a while.
A one-year deal for $4
million. Yeah, see, that makes sense.
Did you guys see the Instagram post? Dez Bryant was working out with Dak Prescott, and I don't think it means anything.
Well, no, there's been a lot of interesting workout posts. Like Cam Newton with Tyrod Taylor, and there was already speculation that Cam Newton might go to the Chargers, so there's stuff like that.
Might as well.
But what's funny is Tyrod Taylor, within 5 minutes, deleted that post.
Really?
So someone told him to take it down. And then Cam posts the exact same picture, but Tyrod's cropped out of it, basically.
Weird, okay.
And then you don't see Tyrod in any of the videos he posted either.
Why? What? Why would you have to take that down?
It's just the speculation. They don't want people speculating he's going to L.A.
That's weird.
Because it kind of ruins his chances of another team making move on him.
Yeah, sure.
So, I don't know. So here's an interesting thing as well. The Patriots got rid of their third quarterback, so now they're down to two. That's a normal move if the season's about to start and you only want to play with two men on your actual traveling roster. But this early in the game, before the draft, and in the middle of free agency, to cut one of your three quarterbacks says they're signing somebody. They've already ruled out Winston. Cam doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So who is that third guy going to be? Now, I like all of the juicy gossip about how the Lions actually want to draft Tua. Then all of a sudden Matthew Stafford is a perfect fit.
Yeah, he would be.
Perfect.
I think he would do really well with.
I also still think Andy Dalton would be a really good fit.
Well, and I have a coworker who's a Bengals fan and huge fan of the show as well. But he thinks he's like, oh, Andy. As soon as I told him that the Patriots cut somebody, he said Andy Dalton, and I said Matthew Stafford. But that's where we're at. I think it's one or the other, or they draft somebody.
I think either one of those two guys would be a really good fit on that team.
Well,
who did they cut?
It was just their third string.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so they have Hoyer as their backup still, and then Jarrett Stidman, the rookie last year. And Hoyer is a great backup.
Yeah.
But
he's certainly something.
If you were happy with the quarterback room you had, like Jarrett Stidman is going to be the guy, Hoyer is going to be the backup, and then let's just have a third string quarterback. You don't cut your third string quarterback. You cut your third string quarterback when you're either going after who's really going to start in front of Stidham, or another rookie quarterback as an insurance policy, like an Eason from Washington who could go late in the first round, or you trade up and get someone in the middle tier of the first round. So it's interesting. It's just interesting.
It is.
But their O-line sucks.
The Pats?
Yeah.
I think the Pats are fine. It's just, really? I think
they don't have the worst O-line.
Brady can't move at all.
Brady's a statue. You have to be perfect to have a statue as a quarterback, which is what's scary about him in Tampa.
Do you think that's what they're going to draft?
I think Tampa's going to protect him as well as anyone can.
Do you think they're going to O-line up, though?
Between free agency and the draft, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's just an interesting move. Like, I mean, we've talked about it a couple times on the show, but Tom Brady deciding that he wants to fuck around with the Saints and the Falcons two times a year each is an interesting move.
I feel like this is like him wanting to prove.
Well, it's definitely him wanting to prove, and he definitely, from even a carryover from the Super Bowl, clearly thinks the Falcons defense is dog shit. And if there was ever a year he was wrong, it's going to be this one because they've completely revamped it and are going to continue to. But the Saints defense is terrifying. I don't know what he was thinking about playing. It's legacy, right? Drew Brees and him are 1-2 now on the touchdown records and yards, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whoever finishes this year out as number one, it'll probably be Drew if he plays 16 games, is going to have that record for a very long time. So that's why I think he's doing it. He wants the publicity of the head-to-head between the two.
So is Miami not looking at Tua then?
I think they are, but I think the problem is that they're not high enough to get him if someone else swoops in. So if the Redskins feel like, and obviously the reports yesterday about his health were that he is tip-top, which is scaring people now because that makes him a 1-2 type of pick. He might even be one.
He's so, tip-top, but man, that I mean, he had that injury. That's a big
but injury, his right? Yeah, but his the reports back after this week are that it was even better than expected as far as his health. So
I still feel like,
Sorry, Derek.
I was going to say, I still feel like Justin Herbert goes a lot higher than what any of us are even saying, though.
Well, no, they're having Love from Utah State go above him now, which is fine because I think what that's going to do is give Justin Herbert a better team. He's going to fall to a better team. If you fall to a team with an offensive line, you're in a great spot, which will happen to probably him or Love. Some people have the Patriots moving up to get Love, which I think is interesting because that's, I don't know. Bill Belichick likes smart quarterbacks, and that's like the knock on him is that he doesn't make smart decisions. But
well, and I don't see the Patriots moving up for a quarterback.
Me neither.
I see them doing something with free agency. I actually really, now that you've said it, I really like the Matt Stafford idea.
Yeah. If they been a hot take for a couple weeks now, and I like it a lot. I can't get off of it.
If they get him, is he starting?
Stafford? Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, he's in the prime of his career as long as he's healthy.
Yeah.
I love Matt, dude. He plays, he's won some crazy games on some smart plays.
I think Stafford or Dalton start if they pick him up.
And it's not that the I don't know why Detroit wouldn't want to keep Stafford. It's just, you know, they pay him a lot. And that's maybe the one knock. It's maybe just his time there is over. It's a little stale. It feels stale at this point. But it only feels stale because we feel bad for him, right? It feels stale because you go, wow, I'd like Matthew Stafford to win some games.
And that's the thing is I think he is just as good, if not better, as every quarterback in that division.
Yeah, he's better than Kirk Cousins and whoever the Bears want to say their quarterback is.
And then like
he could be as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers
too.
Is on the decline and Stafford's still in his prime. I think that's a good way to say it.
And I feel bad for
Packers
fans, man. Rodgers is dog shit.
I mean, he's good. He's
dog shit. Enough said.
I hate that. I mean, that's my least favorite division. One of my least favorite divisions. So,
yeah, which we've talked about. I do like that we've discussed what we dealt with on the show. I think Rodgers is a top tier quarterback still.
Yeah.
Well,
but I think he's on the decline.
I mean, and put him against a good defense, he's nothing.
It showed last year.
If you were starting a team today and you had to choose between Rodgers and Drew Brees, who do you think you'd go with?
Drew Brees. Well,
Rodgers, because at least you'll get him for a couple more years, I guess.
Drew Brees.
That's why I chose those two.
Well, Drew Brees isn't going to play past this season. But yeah, no, if you're going into this next
season. Do you think this is Brees' last season?
Yeah, do not. So Sean Payton kind of gave that away this week. It was really interesting. In a Sean Payton interview, he said it. He goes, hey, you know, we got an interesting situation knowing that Drew Brees is coming back for one more year. And everyone goes, well, hold the phone. He signed a 2-year deal. But we already know that Monday Night Football offered him a big deal to leave last season. And he was saying at the Pro Bowl that he wasn't coming back. And then he did. So, that 2-year deal is just so he can continue to get paid after he's retired.
I would love Drew on Monday Night Football. I bet he'd be great.
He's really going to be great.
You know, I don't like him.
I don't like Drew Brees either, but
I don't like his voice. I don't like his face.
Go Falcons. He's got a dumb face.
He has a stupid face.
What's funny is Romo was never one of my favorite players, but he's absolutely my favorite commentator.
Yeah, things can change that way.
Like I said, that's if the Niners get in the decline and I can't care about them, and then the Browns obviously can't make good decisions either, I'm just going to follow Romo's schedule when I watch games.
Yeah. I think, okay, so that's actually a nice topic, though. What are we going to pay attention to this next year? Who's piqued your interest? What teams have piqued your interest with the moves they have made? So I can start because I have a team in mind. That's why I asked the question. I am genuinely interested to see Uncle Phil in Indianapolis.
Right. So we're already a good offensive line, good defensive line, yeah. Young defense.
I'm genuinely interested to see that. I'm excited that he made that move. I think it's a great move.
I'm excited to see T.Y. Hilton with a good quarterback again.
Right.
That's a good, but that's a good, I mean, point. If T.Y. can stay healthy, obviously he was beat up last year, but it feels like every other year he's kind of beat up. I mean, the year before, I don't think he had one injury.
But I think that was what was so sad about Luck retiring, right, is that he finally had a good offensive line, and we kind of thought – I think we all kind of thought that he would they would win that division. That, you know, they had such a great comeback season for him, and
playoffs.
Yeah, and I thought, man, this could be it finally for Luck.
I would love.
I mean, I still am glad he made the choice that he did. If he, you know, I'm glad he put so much thought to it. I like Andrew Luck, so it's also just a bummer. He was always on the wrong team, but then again, the Colts are not a team that I hate. I don't dislike that team.
One of my favorite things about Luck retiring was watching how many people who draft their fantasy teams too early.
And they have Andrew Luck.
They have him. It made me so happy. Because you don't draft before. If you're going to draft.
The week before the season is the only time you should. Labor Day weekend, perfect time to draft.
Mm-hmm.
Or go fuck yourself.
You know, still not a ton of talk about the Giants either. I mean, like, the Giants have a starting quarterback, but I don't know how much of a starting quarterback he is yet. Still,
I liked him. I liked him.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
So speaking of rookie quarterbacks from last year, though, that brings me to who I'm going to be keeping an eye on. Not necessarily a team that I will like, but a team I will be keeping an eye on because I think they're very exciting and they're in a tough division. Is the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. Making a move on DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Obviously, Kyler Murray was rookie of the year. Kenyon Drake, first year as a full-time starter at running back.
Dude, his first game against us, was his first game after leaving the Dolphins.
I think so.
And he ran for like...
And Larry didn't retire either, did he?
Nope. And then also had that other receiver that was super good. What's his name?
Oh God. It's on the tip of my tongue. I actually had him in one of my leagues.
I can't remember his name, but
I can't either. I'll tell you.
So
Arizona's not my favorite team too, but I'll watch him.
Oh, Christian Kirk. So they have Christian Kirk, DeAndre Hopkins, and Larry Fitzgerald apparently this year.
Larry and is scary.
And they're clearly in a win now mode. They spent the money. They have a quarterback on a rookie deal. Mm-hmm. They're interesting because we still have question marks about both the coach and the quarterback, but the upside was shown last season, and they're in the division of the Super Bowl loser, and we all know the Super Bowl loser curse always exists. It's never failed besides for maybe the Patriots. The Patriots, the only Super Bowl loser to ever make the playoffs that I know of. Well, Falcons did it, but it's pretty rare. Like,
I mean, I want to tell you to shut your filthy mouth,
but it happens. It happens a lot.
I literally watched the Niners go to the Super Bowl against the Ravens, almost win, go next year to the playoffs, lose to Seattle, and then the team was just a dumpster fire for 2 years. So
right, and that's what the Falcons have been, too, since Super Bowl. Next year, they make the playoffs, and then the year after that, 6 wins. So
yeah,
it happens. I don't think the Niners will fall off because they have Kyle Shanahan, and as long as they have Kyle Shanahan in that defense, fuck, they'll be there. I like the Cardinals as a wild card. I think Seattle falls off.
So I was going to say, I think it goes 49ers, then Arizona, then Seattle. I still think the Rams are last.
Which is crazy. Maybe that's the definition of football.
They have so much talent on that team.
Yeah.
So... Colts, Cardinals, is that what you're saying?
Colts and Cardinals are good, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
I know what you want to see. You want to see the Niners.
I have a number.
They bounce back.
Yeah, obviously, but the Browns.
Why?
Because they have so much talent.
They do have a lot of talent, but and they got Austin Hooper.
And they got a new coach, and I just want it.
Can I throw another team in there in the mix?
Well, I want to comment on the Browns before we move off of the Browns.
Okay, okay.
I like Kevin Stefanski, the hiring that they had as the head coach.
So where is he from? I read, but I don't remember.
So he's been all over the place, but Minnesota most recently. He was the brainchild of that.
He was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and he's only 37. So, I mean, a lot of upside. He's what you want to go after. But here's why the Browns are still not there. Because they have $47 million of cap space. They're not spending money. And I don't know if that's because people don't want to go there or they're planning on restructuring some deals, maybe finally giving Baker his long-term contract he doesn't deserve. He
doesn't deserve it. And I'm sad about that.
But he had a bad line. Why would you not? You have $47 million. You can offer free agents out there more money than anyone else can. They have the most cap space of any team.
And they're not making
any. And they didn't make any deals so far.
Are they drafting? Do you think they're going to try to draft?
Well, you don't have to pay. The draft is slated pay now. Like, you can't pay draft picks whatever you want like you used to. You have to pay them. If you're drafted 23rd, you get the 23rd most money. It goes that way all the way down. It's tiered. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have, after the draft's over, they're still going to have 30-something million dollars.
Yeah. They won't be worse in the division. I think the Bengals will be worse still.
I don't. Yeah,
I think so. For that division, I'm going Ravens 1, Pittsburgh 2. I think Pittsburgh picks it back up. I think actually Pittsburgh makes the at least wild cards into the playoffs again this year. Finally, I would just find it hard to believe to see Pittsburgh not go to the playoffs 3 years in a row.
Did you see that Antonio Brown was working out with Lamar Jackson?
I did see that,
and it kind of makes sense since his cousin plays there. That's a game changer. That would be. But people are working out with everyone right now. We've already talked about it.
I think the Steelers will be. I think Ben's going to be fine for this season. I do think this might be his last season.
I honestly don't know why he's coming back.
Because he can.
To not go out the way that he would go out if he didn't come back, I guess.
I guess if you do come, you don't want to go out. You wouldn't want to go out the way he ended the season.
Nobody wants to go out banged up. Like it's the worst way I've ever seen a player go out in any sport besides for Andrew Luck is probably Steve Nash.
Yeah.
He just kept trying. Great. He kept rehabbing and trying, and it just kept not working.
And I was so excited when he went to the Lakers.
Right.
I think Ben wants to make it to the wild card game, and if they lose that game, I think he announces something within the first few days.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. We'll see.
I think he at least wants to get to the playoffs, though.
I think
Browns third, Bengals fourth.
I'm gonna say Browns first.
No.
I think this is it. I think this
Ravens will be the team that beat.
I think the Steelers are one. I think their defense is the best, and I think that's all that matters. Yeah. Ben's healthy. They're better.
Depends on the quarterback, man. If they're running with Mason Rudolph again, I'm not betting on that.
They're gonna have Ben, and not only that, they're also gonna have probably. They're either gonna go out and get the best or second best running back in the draft. So
yeah, that I'm okay with.
And they're going to. I mean, that's what they need. They're gonna go get it.
Yeah.
So,
but I still say like I said last week on the show, keep James though. Keep James Conner. I don't think it's a question of replacement. I think it's a question of going back to what you did.
It's
having a good 1-2 punch, having two guys out there.
It's a replacement because Conner will be the two.
Well, so that's true. But I just don't think. I think Conner's a good running back. I just don't think he's a every down running back.
He's the change of pace guy. That's what he was with Le'Veon.
Which sucks because you know that he wants to be the guy.
But yeah, everyone he does. Wants to be the but guy, but
because he is a glassy man. He's too glassy.
I like him. I like the guy. He has a great story.
He just gets hurt.
He's not the guy. And I also don't think, as much as I love Juju Smith-Schuster, I still don't think he's the guy either. I think with what they came up with last year, though, I think Ben was sitting on the sidelines going like, man, I can't wait to be back. To this receiving core. They have a really nice receiving core with no stars except for Juju Smith-Schuster.
I think Juju is the guy, man.
Yeah, I think he is the guy. I think they just need a complimentary solid number two. and he can be the guy. He's just young.
I mean,
he was like 22 last year, 22, 23. Right.
And when Brown was there, dude, he was almost the guy.
Right.
The part that's so promising, though, is the defense. And that's absolutely what I'm excited about. It feels like even last season, it felt like old Steeler defense. It felt like the real deal again. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why they lost is because they couldn't do anything with, you know, the Steelers would go, like I said, I think I said last week. I mean, they went out there and stripped the ball five freaking, you know, got five turnovers against the goddamn 49ers. But then as soon as the offense gets out there, they don't do anything with it. They couldn't answer in the red. They couldn't do anything.
Well, that's the thing, though. Both those defenses were just dominating both the offenses.
Right. But what about against the Seahawks, though? The Seahawks, it was the same thing. They had a bunch of turnovers. They were doing good at holding them back. They even had a nice little comeback against the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. That's the game that I think that Mason went out in, right? The first time.
Yeah, it was.
Because he got hurt. He got hit hard.
He got hit hard because his face is so stupid. Stupid fucking haircut.
It is that haircut. They're always showing him on the sidelines fixing his hair. Fuck you, Mason Rudolph.
Dude, his face when Myles Garrett hits him with that fucking helmet, dude, I will always laugh.
It's because it's always good.
Myles Garrett's back this season, right?
Oh yeah. He's done with the suspension. Yep.
Well, when you get called the N-word, man, you here's the thing. I understand football players are unhinged. Obviously, they're fucking beefy cockheads, but like, there's no way that Myles Garrett would do something like that without something being said.
I know. I genuinely, when something like this happens, I generally side with the guy who says he got called the name because.
Why would you make that up? Why would you go after him in that way?
But in this case, the reason why I'm not huge on it is I don't like that there was a delay of like 4 or 5 days before he said anything. I don't like that literally nobody else in the field heard anything like that.
That's I'm kind of with Derek. I think.
I just feel like there would have been a riot.
I'm sure Mason Rudolph antagonized it just by being a human. But I think
Mason Rudolph's a piece of shit who deserved to get hit with a helmet, probably for something that he said.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the N-word thing because it was just such a delay on it. It just seems so weird to be delayed on it. I mean, you would think the Myles Garrett that first day would have been like, did you hear what he fucking called me? Yeah. Like, instead of like a week later, like, oh, yeah, I don't know, man. I just, it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
And again, if anybody listens to the show, I'm not defending Mason Rudolph. I do think he's a piece of shit who said something. I think he said something to piss the guy off, and he got fucking clocked with a helmet because of it.
And I've rewatched the play a lot, and I honestly don't think Myles Garrett knew the ball was out of his hands. Because it was a late hit or whatever.
Oh, the play that started. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Myles Garrett knew, because Myles Garrett did like a spin move, right? And like, I don't think he knew that the ball was out of his hands.
At any rate, whether he said something racist or not, I don't want Mason Rudolph on that team. And it's not because of any of that. I think it's because he's trash. I want a good backup quarterback.
He's really bad. That's why you don't want him.
Yeah. I'd rather them bring Charlie Batch out of retirement.
He'd still be better.
Charlie Batch was an all right backup.
But he's also old as dirt now.
He is very old.
Larry Jones again.
I would rather have Paxton Lynch. I would rather they keep that and then do something with that.
Well, they probably will.
What about Osweiler? Would you like him?
Yeah, I would take Osweiler.
No, Zach, no.
One day, God's not going to take Brock Osweiler.
I'd rather have fucking Ryan Fitzpatrick than anybody.
Honestly, who I want them to take at this point is I want them to go after Jameis Winston.
Yeah, why not? That makes total sense.
I want Jameis in there.
And I think it's going to happen. I really do think that's going to be the move.
I think Jameis Winston goes to Pittsburgh. He's behind Ben for the year, maybe the 2 years, but I think Winston knows it's going to be his team, and he gets to actually – maybe he works on his accuracy in those 2 years, 1 or 2 years, and then I think Winston takes over the team. I think I could see Winston being like the Steelers quarterback.
But is that who you want?
If he's going to win games and get – yeah, then yes, that's what I would
think
want.
So you think he can win games and get you to a Super Bowl?
I think he could.
It's a good question.
So
I like that he takes risks. I don't like that he has so many turnovers, but I like a quarterback in there that takes risks.
Guys, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Okay. So anyone can. Brad Johnson won the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm just saying between somebody like Jameis Winston and somebody like Eli. Eli doesn't take risks. He's boring. And sure, he won 2 Super Bowls, but the defense won him 2 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
He's not known for being a big risk taker. But you have somebody like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has a ton of turnovers. So does Ben Roethlisberger. They take risks.
Yeah.
Brett Favre had one of the best quarterbacks that's ever lived, and he took many risks.
Doesn't he have more interceptions than touchdowns?
I'm pretty sure he does.
No, but he has more interceptions than any other player in the history of
the game. That's a lot, yeah.
But he doesn't have more interceptions than touchdowns.
I wish he did.
Can we make some WrestleMania picks now?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're getting there, right?
Yeah, we are. We're there now.
It's time.
We're at the end of the show. All right. I'm just going to go in the order of what's on this card. I don't know what happens on which night. So I'll be going in kind of blind for the night. That's okay.
Well, we don't have a show tomorrow, so you might as well just make them all anyways.
Going to do it. Oh, just lost it. Hold on. I got to pull back up here. All right. So, I don't know if I want to start with the top. I'm going to go to the bottom of the card first. There's a Raw tag team title. The Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley. Like these are the low title ones. So I'm starting off with Edge versus Randy Orton for the last man standing match. I find it hard to believe that Edge would have come out of retirement to lose to Randy Orton.
But I think he does.
I think... This is whether Edge wins or not. I think this is going to be the sleeper best match of the day, best wet match of the weekend. I think this is actually going to be the best match. I think it's going to be good. I think Edge is in great shape. They have really good chemistry together. They ran great programs together as tag teams and as enemies. This is going to be a good match, I think. I'm going with Edge. With the caveat that if Edge loses, this will probably be – he probably won't wrestle again. This is probably like his one and done. He wanted to have a match and, you know, finally go out the way he wanted to go out. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I thought Orton was – I'd pick Orton to
– yeah, it's a good pick. Elias versus King Corbin. This is one of the ones that I was talking about earlier. I just don't even think it belongs on the card. They have had no time to build this feud between the two. Nobody cares. I'm going to go with King Corbin. I don't see any reason why Elias would even win this thing. I also don't think Elias lasts much longer in WWE. I think at some point this dude
leaves WWE because he's garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I see him go to AEW either. I don't think if he loses this match, I just don't think we're not going to see much more of him. He's the next Zack Ryder, except for Zack Ryder stays employed. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley. Again, I don't get the buildup. It doesn't make any sense. Where's Rusev? It doesn't make any sense. Like, they just killed that whole feud to have Aleister Black for some reason fight Bobby Lashley. With that said, I think the company has showed time and time again they don't give a shit about Bobby Lashley. Aleister Black is going to win this match. That tag team title, Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory. To be completely frank, I've never even heard of Angel Garza and Austin Theory.
That's so brand new to me,
I'm going the Street Profits on there because I've at least seen their promos. SmackDown tag team title is The Miz and Morrison versus The Usos versus The New Day. says will be changed. I'm not sure how they changed that. First off, I just want to throw out there that I'll show Dusty here. Dusty's a host for Smart Mark Wrestling Radio on Thursdays. The Miz and Morrison, I love that John Morrison is back. I marked out hard when he came in. I think that's excellent. He's been jobbed out since then, so it kind of sucks. I could see them throwing the strap on Miz and Morrison, though. Man, like the Miz is a workhorse, and I'm going to be rooting for the Miz and Morrison. I also like the Usos and the New Day, so I'm going to go with the Miz and Morrison, though.
I'm with you on that.
To see them be champions again.
No, and the Miz is always fun.
Oh yeah, I mean he's such a workhorse, man. You know you're gonna get what you need out of him. He's perfect. I can't believe I'm saying that. I never thought I would say that 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I was just gonna say 5 years ago would have been the exact opposite statement. You're like, 5 years ago, I never would lose every match. Yeah,
but the Miz is the new John Cena. You can rely on him. You can make any feud with him. You can make him a heel. You can make him a face. People don't care what side he's on, because he's always just kind of him. Jesse Knight is saying he thinks the Miz isn't going to the.
So they're who's out of this then, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And if that's the case, then this is one of the other matches I don't care about. It could be Usos.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's a two shape. So he said Miz and Morrison are already champs. That's fantastic. I didn't know that. Shows how much you've been paying attention to Raw. I love that John Morrison's back, though, and I like The Miz. I can't believe I'm saying it. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. This could also be the other match of the night.
See what I'm doing here?
You're smiling.
Because it will be the match.
I think this one, between this one and Edge and Orton, could be a match of the night. I think Kevin Owens will win the match because it's WrestleMania and the face tends to finally come out on top in some of these situations. But honestly, I don't think the feud's over with this. I think this keeps going. They have great chemistry together. So I am like high key, very excited for this match. It's going to be a good one.
Well,
it'll be hard without the crowd.
I agree. Especially. Yeah, absolutely. If we're lucky, that and the Orton fight are two different nights. That way that'd we get a fight of the night both nights, realistically.
That would be really good, yeah. The Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a Boneyard match. I have no idea what a Boneyard match is. I imagine it's somewhat like a Buried Alive match, but I don't know. I think we're going to see the Undertaker in his fucking the biker thing. They've been alluding to it a lot. His gear has been like kind of the biker Undertaker stuff. He's wrestling is kind of like Mark Calloway as himself. Like they've been saying his real name a lot lately. I think because of that, I think AJ Styles win this match. I also think this might be the final match.
I think it's tonight's final match. That was my theory, is that it was night one's final match.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my theory about
it. I also think to add on to that, I think if the Undertaker does come out and wrestle as the biker, where he's more himself, they talked about his wife Michelle McCool, like they've talked about all this stuff, this could be his final match too. They hopefully could be finally having him going out on his back, which is like the, you know, that's how you do it, but whatever. WWE women's tag team title match is the Kabuki Warriors versus Bliss Cross Applesauce.
What is that? Can you do that again?
Bliss Cross Applesauce versus the Kabuki Warriors.
My eyes went cross-eyed when you said that.
I know. That's Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Okay. Well, Alexa, she wins.
I was just going to say, I don't care who wins as long as Alexa Bliss looks as beautiful as normal. So
yeah, so she wins.
Yeah, she wins whether or not she wins or loses.
I don't know much about wrestling, but I know about her.
We have Otis versus Dolph Ziggler. There's this whole thing that's been going on. Dolph Ziggler is not ever going to win a WrestleMania match. So Dolph Ziggler is
still a wrestler?
Exactly.
Nice. He's such a douche. He is. Yeah. He wins my ultimate douche award. Can you say Alexa Bliss's name one more time?
Alexa Bliss.
No, the other.
Whoa.
SmackDown women's title, Bayley versus Lacey Evans versus Naomi versus Tamina versus Sasha Banks. Bayley is the current holder of the title. I don't know how well it's been represented. I think Bailey as a heel has been a lot of fun, actually. I can't stand her as a face. I could see Bailey winning this match because I just don't know if the other choices are really... I mean, Lacey Evans, I just don't think is ready. Naomi's not going to win. And Tamina Snuka, like, they're not ever going to put a belt on her again, if they even have. Sasha Banks would be the one that I think could take the title because she's pretty big in name.
Could you say Lacey Evans' name one more time, though, for me?
Lacey Evans.
I love that.
Never gets old.
I love that bitch.
I am going to go with Sasha Banks on this one. Going to go with Sasha Banks because I do believe that she it'll help create more storyline going further for Bayley and Sasha Banks. Intercontinental title is Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. Again, this could be match of the night. This is going to be a good match.
Is that yes, guy?
What's that?
Yeah, he's yes.
Yeah, that, he's exactly that. Yeah. I think Daniel Bryan will win the title, but I think it'd be a shame because Sami Zayn has been a fun champion and he's playing heel right now. I just really like what he's got going on.
You're just a sucker for the heels.
Yeah. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in the Firefly Funhouse match. I don't know what this means. No one knows what this means.
Okay.
But ultimately, John Cena is not going to fucking lose to Bray Wyatt on any pay-per-view ever.
Why is that?
Because John Cena wins.
Okay.
It's a shame because Bray Wyatt should be wrestling as the Fiend.
He should be undefeated.
Yeah, he should be undefeated as the Fiend. He should be fighting Roman Reigns or somebody for that title. Instead, they stripped him of the title to put it on Goldberg, and then Goldberg was supposed to fight Roman Reigns, but then he's fighting Braun Strowman because that's the way it's always been and never anything different.
Always.
John Cena will win this one. NXT Women's title match.
Because that's the way it's always been.
Yeah. NXT Women's title match, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool that they're doing the NXT Women's title match on this main show. It's also kind of cool that it's Rhea Ripley, the NXT champion, versus Charlotte Flair. Like, this Charlotte is so Flair nasty. Is fighting for an NXT championship. This could be a cool match. Charlotte Flair puts over everybody she's with, and this Rhea Ripley's a lot of fun to watch. This could be a really good... This will be the best women's match of the night, I think.
I think it might... For me, this is either 1-2 on the whole thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good match. They're going to have a really good time. I think we'll see Rhea... I think we'll see Charlotte Flair win the title so that it makes the NXT look a lot more powerful as a... Because the NXT is on Wednesday nights competing against AEW Dynamite. So... I think we could see Charlotte Flair be on an NXT a bunch as the champion to try to bolster up that program to compete more with AEW.
You think that's where it's going?
I think it goes Charlotte Flair on this
one. I think that's the smart way to do it now that you mention it.
I think it'd be the way to make the show worth more. I like Rhea Ripley, though. I'd prefer to her to keep it.
Ripley.
She's a babe, dude.
I think Charlotte takes the L, but just like you said, though, same reason, just I think it makes them look more powerful.
Make it look more powerful, though. Yeah. Either way would be a win.
It just seems to be a good match.
Raw women's title is Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. That Shayna Baszler is the one that's friends with Ronda Rousey. She joined wrestling because of Ronda Rousey. She was an MMA fighter
for a long time. Yeah.
This is going to be a dog turd of a match. It's going to be boring. I don't think anyone's excited for it. I do finally think Becky Lynch will lose the title. She's had it for the entire year since last year.
Yeah. Baszler's due.
Yeah, it's due. It's she's gotta lose it now. I mean you keep it for a year, that's great. I find it hard to believe she would keep it for longer than that.
Yeah, I just feel like Baszler's earned it over the last year. She seems like she works really hard. I just find her boring. She's just boring.
She's just boring, yeah. WWE title match, Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. I actually am legitimately excited for this match. It's a shame that there's no crowd. Man, just imagine how much energy would be for this, because I think people want to see Drew McIntyre go in there and fucking take the title. He's due. You got to get that belt off Brock, man, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, how long are we going to be saying that for? Because I don't think it changes. I don't think it changes, man.
Man, I know.
I think they set this up perfectly to where we care
right.
that it would change, but I don't think it's
going to happen. I'm going to go for Drew McIntyre on this one, but I think Brock will win it.
Yeah, that's how I would feel, too.
And then finally, the WWE Universal title is Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. Now, this is the one that's actually kind of thrown me off a little bit. I think Goldberg would have fell to Roman Reigns pretty fast. I think they would have put the belt on Roman Reigns pretty quickly, because I just don't think they want to have Goldberg as the main, as the Universal Champion for very long. What's throwing me off now is that it's just a quick change to Braun Strowman. And Braun Strowman is somebody who I've said in the past will never be a champion. And it's not because of anything against him. It's just like he's just kind of boring, and sometimes he's a joke and sometimes not. Like it's weird. I think that because they threw in Braun Strowman so last minute into this one, this will be where the swerve is. They throw the belt on Braun Strowman. He'll win it. They'll try to swerve us somehow.
Explain the term swerve.
So I think it'd be easier just to go, okay, Roman Reigns isn't in it. Goldberg will beat Braun Strowman because Strowman has lost every single title match he's ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
The swerve, I think, would be, let's throw this guy in last minute and let's throw a belt on him. I just think they would try to lead us one way to thinking like Goldberg will win because Strowman never wins titles. But now Strowman's going to win.
Maybe that's how you end night one.
Maybe it is.
Oh, and you, because we don't know. I just signed, by the way, the whole time you were talking most of this, I set up my account. So
nice.
I'll be watching it.
So I think that's it. I think that's where we're at.
Okay.
Thank you for taking us on that journey. And we should do your WWE or wrestling definition of the week. Is what we should be doing from now on. You teach us a new one. Last week it was Mark, which I actually should have known, but
that's actually a really fun idea, and I like that idea
because most people don't know. I watch the Ariel Helwani and Ariel and the Bad Guy. It's a MMA show, and their final bit today was about WrestleMania instead of MMA, and because they're both huge marks, like both of them, Chael's, like,
oh yeah,
they're talking about their favorite WrestleManias, going all the way back to. Ariel loves WrestleMania 4, which most people don't realize was like tournament style, and a lot of people hated it. Some people say it's the worst WrestleMania, and it's one of his favorites. I want to say Chael really liked WrestleMania 5, which was Macho Man versus Hulk. But
Ooh. Oh, I watched that clip the other day.
That's good, man. That's a good match.
Oh yeah,
I will say this. Regardless of who wins, the big winner is going to be anyone who loves watching Big Sweaty Man wrestling. I gotta do at least once a show.
I love your Vince. I love you being Vince.
I'm gonna go and play us out. Thank you, Jody and the Fosters, for the music. Thank you to my good co-host here, Sean and Quack Swan. Home Run Jack, make sure you look him up at Home Run Jack 1987 on Twitter. Make sure you look up at Quack Swan on Twitter, at Derek on TSPN. Make sure you look at the info down below. You can become a patron for us and donate to our Patreon. And if you don't, we'll still like you. But if you do, thanks. It helps us.
We'll like you more.
Yeah, actually, I like you a lot more.
We're just looking to keep the doors open, you know? Anyway, thanks everybody who watches our show week in and week out. Make sure you check out Time Spent Poorly on every other Tuesdays. Make sure you check out Smart Mark Wrestling Radio, A Slobber Knocker of a Time. That is on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania. It's coming up. Pre-show starts in 30 minutes here. So
I'm going to pre.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend and stay safe. Stay 6 feet away from people. And
even when you finish.
Yeah, drink a lot of alcohol, drink a lot of vodka to kill that virus.
It's the only way I can finish.
That's my method. Slow a fireball. Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend. Bye.
The fireball episode.